Washington Senator Maria Cantwell was in town yesterday with a message. Seattle needs to get loud, as in 12th man loud, in support of net neutrality. She says either we mandate companies preserve equal access to the web, or Washington's economy will suffer brutal consequences. Ben Hu is the CEO of Seattle's Cheeseburger Network, home of the Fail blog and I Can Has Cheeseburger. That's his grammar, not mine. He and other members of Seattle's tech community met with Senator Cantwell yesterday. Ben Hu says they want telecommunications companies to treat all data equally.
So that one packet of data from our company is not going to be discriminated against versus another packet of data from a competing company, so that all data is equal. Secondly, that there should be provisions that say you must service customers fairly as well, so that you can't charge one customer a different rate for the same data that somebody else is getting. Third, policing. It has to be in the open. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and we want to make sure that there's no ability for these companies to skirt around the law and cut deals in the back.
You're a big part of Seattle's tech scene, especially the startup scene. What would be the impact if net neutrality is not put in place?
You know, this is really about fairness. We've given these companies billions of dollars worth of assets that they're using right now. Imagine walking around Seattle and underneath your feet, we've given them space to actually put down cables and equipment down there so that they can actually serve us. And what those businesses are doing is they're connecting, whether it's a small business, a laundromat, to a restaurant, to a high-tech startup, to a factory. They're connecting all of us because technology and communications is going to be everywhere if it's not already. And so what's going to happen is if they treat some of us unfairly, then that business model will continue to roll out to everybody. So imagine if they came by and said, you know, you are actually a restaurant, and we realize that there's a restaurant delivery option that you guys are all using. You should really use ours because it's going to be a lot cheaper than the other one. Well, how do they know that? Because they may be charging their competition. This is a tax. What they're proposing is the ability to levy tax using public infrastructure, and we think that's not fair at all.
How about your company, Cheeseburger Network? Would it affect you?
Yeah, it absolutely would, because right now a lot of the communications companies are trying to figure out how do they serve content. They're trying to stop themselves from being just a provider of communications, and so they're investing in content, they're investing in original programming. All that stuff ends up actually competing in our wheelhouse in one way, shape, or form, and so it limits our ability to actually work with them if they say, well, we've got our own content. Why should we deal with you? Because our content is free for everybody, and you're going to have to charge people because we're charging you more money.
Ben Hu is CEO of Seattle's Cheeseburger Network. Now, Ben, as you know, some oppose net neutrality. They compare it to our highways. And on some roads in our area, you can buy your way into the fast lane. They say it makes more efficient use of the roads because if you pay more, you get more. What's wrong with that?
Well, unfortunately, that's not really working out for everybody. Traffic's gotten worse, and that system right now is predicated on the idea that it's a public road operated by a public system. These telcos are actually using public space, whether it's spectrum that we all have a stake in, or the land that they use to lay down fiber and cable and those things. And those are public spaces that we've basically given these companies the right to use. With that comes responsibility of being fair to the public. So imagine a private highway in which they look at it and go, well, you know, we've got a deal with a bread company. Well, so we own a stake in that one, and you, Mr. Baker, didn't give us any equity stake in your business. Therefore, we're going to have to charge you toll. That seems completely unfair, because it is.
Now, those in favor of net neutrality, like yourself, have said that the internet should be a public utility. Public utilities don't discriminate based on where you are or who you are. Everybody kind of gets the same service. How do you think we can regulate to achieve that result?
So one of the things that we are not advocating for is the conversion of private companies into government functions. You know, there's plenty of great innovative companies out there, and they'll continue to do great things, and that's not what we're trying to stop. What we are saying is commit legally to a level playing field so that all traffic, regardless of who it's created by and what it's used for, is treated like anything else. That's fairness. And the other is to actually let somebody police that so that we know that that's actually happening is true. So not only is there a fairness of all data component, but there's also this checks and balances that Senator Cantwell advocated, and I think that's true. We need that.
Ben Hu, CEO of Cheeseburger Networks. In November, President Obama supported net neutrality. And he's expected to speak about it during the State of the Union address at 6 o'clock Pacific this evening. You can hear that on KUOW. We did reach out to one local telecommunications provider, T-Mobile, for their comment on net neutrality. They have not responded yet. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.